起的一种物质。
Today what we're going to do is work on unlocking the matrix.
今天我们就是要来打开这个矩阵这个东西特别是回应圣经。
We're going to focus on how to bring intersecting and binding together into marriages.
我们来找到这个能够把这个婚姻矩阵这个东西凝聚在一起的这样一个东西。
Now the Bible doesn't call it a matrix. The Bible calls it a mystery.
圣经里面讲婚姻不是讲到一个矩阵，而是讲到一个很大的奥秘。
In Ephesians chapter 5, verses 31 and 32, we find this mystery.
在以弗所书第五章三十一到三十二节讲到这个奥秘。
Julie, could you read that passage?
Okay. 为这个缘故，人要离开父母，与妻子联合，二人成为一体，这是极大的奥秘。但我是指着基督和教会说的。
Now, if you're a single person here today, you might be tempted to say, "Okay, I'm going to check out of this sermon."
所以你们中间没有结婚的可能会想到，哦。今天讲这个，那我就要离开了。
But let me encourage you to actually pay attention because of three reasons.
我鼓励你留下来继续听，因为我有三个原因。
One is you could help someone that's having trouble in their marriage, and you can give them some advice that you learned today.
第一个原因就是你可以帮助其他在婚姻中有问题的人，你可以把今天学到的告诉他们。
Second reason is someday you might get married, and you can already start on your homework.
第二个原因就是你有一天可能也会成家，那你可以把你今天所学到的用到里面去。
And the third reason would be that the keys that we're going to study today apply to all relationships.
今天我们所要学到的这些原则其实适用于各种关系当中，不仅仅是婚姻关系。
They apply to friendship, they apply to the workplace, they apply to your neighborhood.
它可以适应到我们在跟朋友相处，在公司中跟同事相处。还有在我们的邻居邻舍之间。
So these are five keys that will unlock the marriage matrix.
所以我们要讲到五个秘诀来打开婚姻这个矩阵的这些秘诀。
The first key is communication.
第一个就是要交流。
Communication is absolutely necessary for a good marriage.
交流，婚姻中的交流是婚姻中非常重要的一个因素。
The Gallup poll revealed that they interviewed people and they found that 97% of people who have good communications have good marriages.
So Gallup 调查过 90% 的婚姻好的婚姻讲到他们的交流是非常好的。
Another study found that 85% of all marriages have some type of communication breakdown when they have a problem.
另外就是百分之85%的人讲到他们的婚姻关系不好，就是因为交流方面出了问题。
Communication is the lifeblood of every marriage.
所以交流与沟通是婚姻关系当中非常重要的一个生命的线。
When people come to me and they say, you know, our marriage is falling apart, they usually say we aren't communicating anymore.
所以当有人来跟你讲婚姻出了问题的时候，他们通常会说他们不再继续沟通交流了。
So the goal that we need to have if we want to unite the opposites and get this cement going is how to have good communication.
所以我们要继续能够把两个完全不同的东西凝聚在一起，那我们能够凝聚在一起，那我们就要来讨论这个交流是怎么样可以来交流。
You see in these verses here, it says, "Do not let any." That is an imperative.Not even a small, don't let any unwholesome talk come out of your mouth.
在以弗所书第四章二十九节讲到污秽的言语一句不可出口。所以这里强调一句都不可以出口，只要随时说造就人的好话，叫听见的人得益处。
That word unwholesome is a word that you would use for something that is rotten or worn out or worthless.
所以那个词语字语污秽就是讲到这个话没有价值，非常肮脏，能够伤人的话。
It's more than just bad language. It's words that injure people and hurt people.
这不仅仅是他的话语非常听起来很肮脏，而且他能够使人伤害，受到伤害。
So circle in your Bibles that word "any" because that means none, Nobody can speak any words that are worthless words.
所以你要把你巴宝，把你的圣经里面那个污秽的字眼画出来，就任何的时候都不可以讲。
Then it says that we need to speak words that build people up.
然后这个以弗所书第四章二十九节下半部分讲到，只要随时说造就人的好话。
That's the Greek words for building a house.
在希腊语里面这个字是讲到一个可以造房子的字眼。
So the words that come out of our mouths must build the other person up.
所以当我们说出的话的时候，我们应该可以造就别人。
We are going to give them a blessing by what they hear from us.
当我们说话的时候，我们要让对方的人听到我们是说一些祝福的话。
And again, look at that word. I want you to circle in your Bible only, but only what is helpful.
所以我们要在我们的圣经里面把那些有益处的话要画出来。
So the question is, what do we do with the words that hurt us and hurt our feelings?
那对于那些使我们的感情受到伤害的话，我们应该怎么样来处理
？Am I encouraging people to live with denial and just bury their feelings？
我不是要让你们要否决那种感觉。
And that's not what I'm saying. What we need to do is when words come at us and tear us down, we need to take what we would say and say it to God, not to the person.
当我们听到话语让我们感到非常受到伤害的时候，我们不要对对方讲，我们要跟我们的神讲。
Pour out your heart to God, but when you communicate to the other person, speak words that have build that are building up words and are strengthening words.
我们可以把我们的心声倾倒给神的面前，但是对另外的对方来讲，我们就要讲造就的话语。
And notice, then it goes on to say, according to their needs.
我们要按对方的需要来讲。
Do you realize that men and women have different needs?
你知道男人和女人需要不同吗？
We always have to be thinking, what is the need of my spouse?
我们应该来想我的配偶的需要是什么。
And then we need to speak words that will address that need and that will benefit that person.
那我们就可以来讲一些话，可以让对方得到好处，造就对方。
Finally, in Matthew chapter 5, it says, let your yes be yes and your no be no.
马太福音第五章三十七节说到，你们的话是就说是，不是就说不是。若再多说，就是出于那恶者。
We need to speak words of integrity and truth.
我们要讲诚实，造就人的话。
If you lie in your marriage, it might take years to rebuild the trust again.
如果你在婚姻中向你的配偶撒谎，那可能要花费很多年来重建这个信任的关系。
So always speak the truth.
所以要永远都要讲诚实的话语。
Tuesday, what's going to happen in our country, particularly around here?
星期二在这个国家，你们知道是一个什么日子吗？
It is an election day.
是一个选举日。
You will get to vote.
你可以来投票。
And what I'd like you to do is to help me and do some voting this morning.
今天下午我要请你来帮助我来选一些字语。
I'm going to put some phrases up here and I'll read the phrase and then I would like you to vote yes or no. You can say it in English or Chinese.
我下面就会在这个幻灯片来放一些话语，你可以来选到底是还是不是，你可以用英文和中文说。
Are you ready to vote?
Yes.
你已经准备好要选了吗
？I love you.
Yes.
我爱你。
You are special.
你非常与众不同。
You are important to me.
你对我很重要。
Not all of you are voting. Everyone needs to vote. I respect you.
我敬重你。
I will never leave you.
我永远都不离开你。
Why can't you be like my mother?
你为什么不能像我的母亲一样呢？
No. You always.
你总是这样这样这样。
No, that's not a good one to say. You drive me crazy.
你总是让我很生气。
What were you thinking? A person can't be that dumb.
你到底是在怎么想的？一个人是不会这么愚蠢的。
No. Very good. You all passed the first test. All right, here's the second key. Be considerate.
下面第二个秘诀就是要互相体贴。
Be considerate of your husband or your wife.
要对你的先生或者是妻子体贴，为他考虑。
Consideration means not thinking only of yourself.
替对方着想就是不要光想到自己。
Consideration changes the word from me to we. I don't know how that's going to translate, but.
我替对方着想就是说你要想到，换成想到只是我。
It means paying attention to your spouse.
它意味着就是你要注意到你的对方的你的配偶的想法。
It means showing common courtesy.
它意味着你们要想到共同的感受。
It means treating your spouse with respect and dignity.
这意味着对你要对你的配偶要敬重和有爱心。
Could you read 1 Corinthians 1:10?
Okay. 哥林多前书第一章第十节后半句，就是你们要务要一心一意，彼此联合。在这里有点不太一样，就是你们务要互相体贴，共同培养一个共同的生活。
Notice it says that we must learn to be considerate.
大家要注意，这里讲到我们必须要学会去为对方着想。
The reason we have to learn this is because we don't naturally do it.
这个原因是因为我们本来这不是我们的本性，要为对方着想。
You are looking, if you look at me, not Julie, you are looking at the most selfish person on the planet Earth.
牧师非常谦虚，他说：“你们看到的我是一个世界上最自私的人。”
I want my comfort.
牧师说他要需要他自己的要舒服。
I want it done my way.
他想做他自己想要做的方式。
I want to set out the course that we're going to walk on. The path that we're going to walk. Sorry, I'm off script now. But the thing is, I am a selfish individual. That's the way that we are born.
观点就是说我是一个很自私的人，因为这是我们本性就是如此，我们生下来就是这样。
And God realized this, and you know what He said to me? I need to send you to school.
所以神知道这一点，神对我们讲，我们要把你送到学校里去学习。
And so He had me get married.
所以我们要能够有婚姻。
And now I'm learning.How to switch from my selfishness to be considerate of my wife.
所以在婚姻里，我们学到怎么样从一个自私的人变成一个为对方着想的人。
That's what marriage does to us.
这就是婚姻要我们所学的功课。
It teaches us how to be considerate.
婚姻会教我们如何替对方着想。
You know, God's purpose in marriage is not for us to be happy.
神没有让我们只是在婚姻中找到。
God's purpose in marriage is to have us be holy.
神希望我们在婚姻中能够学到圣洁。
And after we are holy, happiness comes as the result.
当我们在婚姻中能够学到圣洁的功课，那幸福也就随之而来。
So allow God's love to fill your paper and your heart.
所以容许神的爱来充满你自己。
And then give it out to others, and that's the way to be happy.
然后你再把你的爱给别人，这就是你怎么样学有能够得到幸福的。
In 1 Peter chapter 3, it talks just to the husbands that are here today.
彼得前书第三章第七节是对这里做先生的讲的。你们做丈夫的也要按情理和妻子同住，因他比你软弱，与你一同承受生命之恩的。所以要敬重他，这样便叫你们的祷告没有阻碍。
So if I'm treating my wife harshly and I'm not considerate of her, I might as well not even pray.
如果我对我的太太很严厉，从来没有替她着想，那我不传啊，不在这里做啊，牧师也罢了。
Because my prayers aren't going to get any higher than the ceiling of the room that I'm in.
因为我的祷告会没有力量，不会达到那个天花板上。
I'm going to make a controversial statement, and this might cause you never to invite me back to this church.
我在这里要讲一句有争议的话，你们可能以后不会邀请我回来了。
If you want to write me a letter, address it to the church, I'll eventually get it.
如果你要是写一封信给我的教会，我可能会收到。
Here's the statement. 80% of the problems in marriage start because men are inconsiderate.
有90%的婚姻出了问题，是因为先生开始非常自私。
And then the wife reacts to that.
然后呢，太太就会有反应。
Then the husband reacts to the wife.
And then 你的这个先生也就会继续。对太太的反应有所反应。
And all of a sudden you have a huge disconnection.
然后呢，最终导致夫妻两个人缺乏沟通。
Men, we need to set the pace by being considerate of our wives.
所以在座的先生们要在这里要开始重新设一个基调，我们要开始为太太着想。
It is time to vote.
现在又开始投票的时间了。
Wait, honey.Let me open your door.
哎，亲爱的，我来帮你开门。
Honey, can I help you with the dishes tonight?
哎，亲爱的太太，我来帮你洗碗吧。
Honey, can I watch the game with you? I would love to understand football.
亲爱的太太，我来跟你一起看，我亲爱的先生，这里应该是，我和你一起看这个比赛好吗？我也非常想学习怎么样来理解。美式橄榄球。
Get it yourself.
自己去拿。
I'll get the coffee going this morning.
今天早上我自己来做咖啡。
You're sick, honey. So after you fed and bathed the kids, washed the dishes and painted the bedroom, you really ought to go to bed.
亲爱的太太，你今天感觉不太舒服。等你把孩子喂饱了，给他们洗完澡，再洗完你的那些盘子，然后再把你的把你的那个洗手间打扫干净以后，你应该去上床休息。
No. For Pete's sake, do you have to cough so loud? I can't hear the TV. Would you mind going into the other room while this show's on? You sound like a barking dog.
天哪，你为什么咳嗽的声音这么大？我连电视的声音都听不到。你还是去旁边的那个屋子里去吧。你的声音听起来像狗叫。
No. Can I give you a back rub?
我给你的背摸按摩一下吧。
All right, let's go on to the third. The third is contact.
爱的抚摸。
Oneness comes through physical touch and physical contact.
爱的抚摸是要通过在身体上的接触，身体上的抚摸。
This includes cuddling and caressing and sexuality.
这个包括互相的爱抚，互相的拥抱，还有包括在性关系方面。
We must touch in order to stay in touch.
我们必须要有这种肉体的抚摸，才能够继续的保持这种关系。
As a human being, God has placed nerve endings all over our bodies.
作为一个人，我们知道神给我们有皮肤，神对我们在各个方面都有非常爱的触摸。
And these were meant to be touched and in physical contact.
我们的皮肤是它有一个目的，就是让被触摸。
At our church, we're very affectionate.
在我们的教会，我们都非常流露出对别人的这种喜爱的。
And we encourage people to hug each other and kiss each other on the cheeks, and many people do that.
在我们的教会，我们鼓励人们互相拥抱，互相在脸颊上亲吻，然后我们鼓励大家互相向对方表达这个喜爱的感觉。
I've actually had people come up and tell me that the only hug and the only physical contact they get every week is at church.
有人甚至过来跟我讲，他每个星期唯一得到的这个肉体方面的这个拥抱和触摸是在教会里得到的。
Now hopefully those people aren't married.
希望那些人是没有结婚的。
But it's very important that we would touch and be in contact with the other person.
所以我们真的是需要被配偶所在肉体上有爱的抚摸和接触。
Several years ago, UCLA did a study of physical contact in marriages.
几年前在加州大学有人做在婚姻中这种身体的接触和爱的抚摸的这个重要性。
And I'm not making this up. This is what they said.
我并没有编造这个，这是他们所发现的。
They said if a wife touches a husband 3 times a day, he will live 3 years longer.
他们的发现是，如果一个太太每一天都能够来抚摸丈夫的话，这个丈夫会多活3年。
Some of the wives here are saying, "Tough luck, honey. It's been nice knowing you."
所以有的人会说，你们有些人会说啊，这个很难，很高兴知道你，认识你。
The thing is, many times before we get married, we hold hands and we walk in the park and we're cuddling each other, but then we get married and nobody touches anybody.
我们都有这种感觉，在我们结婚之前，我们都一起去漫步，握着手，互相抚摸。可是等结了婚以后，就会忘掉这些事。
Do the same things that cause you to fall in love now that you're in love.
那你们现在在婚姻的爱的这个过程中，所以你们应该做让你们做以前让你们恋爱的那些爱的触摸。
And let me just address the problem that people say to me many times. Many times women say this. I just don't feel affectionate.
那我现在跟你们分享一下，很多时候，特别是姐妹们经常说我真的是没有感觉有要表达这个爱的这种感觉。
And there could be many reasons for a woman saying that.
有很多一个姐妹要这样讲，可能有很多原因。
Maybe you're tired. Maybe you're busy. Maybe there are health issues.
可能你会很累，有的时候是身体不好，在有的时候工作太忙。
Many times it's because of unresolved conflicts that you have in your marriage.
有的时候是因为婚姻中有些没有处理好的事情。
But I need to tell you this.It's easier for you to act your way out of a feeling than to feel your way out of an action.
但是我要在这里告诉你们，很多时候我们要去做，才能够才能够培养那种感觉，而不是说靠感觉去做出来。
In other words, if you just sit around and say, "Well, I'm going to wait for the feeling before I do anything," the devil will always have you feel bad.
所以，换句话说，就是你如果坐在那里等到你有那个感觉才去做的话。那魔鬼会确保你永远不会有那种感觉。
But if you make the commitment to act in a certain way, the feelings will follow.
但是如果你给自己做一个决定，你要去那样有爱心的去做，那你就会有那种有爱心的感觉。
So you need to say, "I'm going to act romantically."
所以你要去非常浪漫的去做。
I'm going to be affectionate.
我要去做那些让我的配偶感到被爱的那种。
I'm going to hug my spouse.
我要去拥抱我的配偶。
I'm going to ruffle his hair.
我要过去触摸一下他的头发。
My wife did that too often.
So 我的太太经常这样做。
But what will happen is after you've committed yourself to these actions, the feelings will come back.
当你下决心去做这些行为的时候，你就会有这种感觉。
Because feelings always follow behavior.
因为你的感觉总是从你去做而来的。
Time to vote.
现在又是选举时间了。
I'm too busy for affection.
我太忙，没有时间去卿卿我我。
No. Holding hands is for girly men.
握手是没有阳刚之气的表现。
I'm too tired for sex.
我很累，没有办法去啊做房事。
No. Could I make a fire and we could cuddle on the sofa?
我来啊把壁炉的火啊升起来，我们一起啊拥抱在沙发上，好不好？
Yes. How about going on a romantic date this week?
这个星期我们一起去啊有个浪漫的约会。
Can I give you a back rub? That's the second time I've mentioned that.
我给你背上按摩按摩。
You look so cold today. Come over here. I want to give you a hug and warm you up.
你今天看来看上去很冷，过来我啊拥抱你一下，让你暖和起来。
And how about a walk down at Cove Beach?
我们一起去啊海滩漫步，好不好？
There you go. It's going to be a good afternoon. Our fourth.
我们第四个秘诀
is commitment.
是承诺与责任。
There's a play and a movie that's called Fiddler on the Roof.
有一个音乐剧叫做屋顶上的小提琴家。
And Tevi, who's been married for 25 years, asks his wife, "Do you love me?"
Tevi 他已经结婚25年了，他突然想问他的妻子，结婚25年的妻子，你爱我吗？
Their marriage was arranged by their parents.
他们的婚姻是包办婚姻。
And he says, my father and my mother said we'd learn to love each other. Now I'm asking you, Golda, do you love me?
So 我的父亲和我的母亲告诉我，我们应该去学互相爱对方。那现在我来问你，你Golda, 你爱我吗？
And eventually Golda says, I suppose I do.
他的太太 Golda, 最终说，我想我是爱你的。
To which Tevi says, well, after 25 years, it's nice to know.
所以当 Tevi 先生Tevi 听到这个话，他回答说，哎，过了25年，听到你说我爱你这句话，还是听起来蛮受用的。
And so there is an aspect of our relationship that's very romantic, but there is a bedrock in our relationship that says, I am committed to you.
所以当当在刚刚开始有那个浪漫的激情过后以后，所以那个支持婚姻的那个是一个承诺和责任。
Three doctors studied 6,000 marriages and 3,000 divorces, and they said that there is nothing more important than making the commitment to staying married.
有三个医生，他们研究过六千对结婚和三千对离婚的人以后，他们的结论是这样子的，在婚姻关系中最重要的就是要有一个决心来维持这个婚姻的决心，这个是最重要的。
In Malachi chapter 2, God says, I hate divorce, so guard yourself in your spirit and do not break faith.
在马拉基第二章第十六节，神是这样说的：耶和华以色列的神说，休妻的事和以强暴待妻的人都是我所恨恶的，所以当谨守你们的心，不可行诡诈。这是万军之耶和华说的。
Divorce is very painful.
离婚是很痛苦的一件事情。
And there might be people today in this room that have gone through a divorce.
今天坐在这个屋子教会里面呢，可能有的人在经过。
And they know the pain of that break in the relationship.
他们会体会到这种当这个婚姻破裂的时候这个痛苦。
And we thank God for his mercy and his grace and forgiveness.
我们感谢神他的饶恕和宽容。
But we need to be honest, it's not God's ideal.
但是我们要诚实地讲，离婚不是神所喜悦的。
And what I find today that is so disheartening, there are a lot of people in marriages that keep a little key hidden in their pocket.
今天我知道很多人在婚姻里面的人都在兜里装两把钥匙。
And it's the divorce key.
有一把就是离婚的钥匙。
And they say, you know what, if things get really tough in this marriage, I'm going to just bring out that key and I'm going to use it.
他们有时候会想，现在我的婚姻真的是很难，我不如把那个钥匙从口袋里拿出来，就去离婚算了。
Throw out the divorce key. Throw it out. This is not an option for us.
So 我们要把离婚这个字眼从你口袋里扔掉。你没有这个选择。
We are going to stay married and we're going to work through this problem.
我们要挽救我们的婚姻，我们要解决我们的问题。
And many times when couples make that commitment, God provides a way for them to even have a thriving marriage in years to come.
每当人们做出这样的决心的时候，神就会为他们开路，并为他们能够继续有一个非常完美的婚姻，在很多年以后更完美。
Don't leave divorce as an option in your marriage.
不要在你的婚姻里留一条离婚的退路。
The fifth and final key is Christ.
的第五个秘诀就是要基督为首。
You can do all the behaviors that I mentioned.Communicating and consideration and contact and commitment and still come up short.
你可以做前面所说的各样的交流，还是爱的触摸等等等等，但是最重要的还是要以基督为首。
Because for the intersection of a marriage to come together and for there to be a bond that holds us together, it has to be Jesus.
这是因为婚姻当中这种凝聚的。能把婚姻把两个人凝聚在一起的这种物质，我们还是要靠基督耶稣。
It takes three to make a marriage strong.
要有三个方面让我们的婚姻能够保持非常的坚强。
Could you read Colossians 2:2-3?
哥罗西书第二章第二到第三节讲到，要叫他们的心得安慰，因爱心互相联络，以致丰丰足足，在悟性中有充足的信心。使他们真知神的奥秘，就是基督。
The foundation and the treasure of every marriage is Jesus Christ.
我们婚姻的基石，还有我们婚姻的里面的宝贝，是我们的主耶稣。
The happiest couples, and this is found in both secular as well as sacred studies, are spiritual couples that have a relationship with God.
在婚姻中最幸福的夫妇们，他们都是在精神上都是伴侣，而在这个关系当中最重要的因素就是主耶稣。
This is the secret treasure of Jesus Christ.
这个是我们在夫妻关系中最秘密的法宝，就是。
That is the husband and the wife are in relationship with Christ.
这个就是丈夫跟妻子还有神的关系。
He fills their heart with love every day.
神让我们每天心里充满了爱。
And then the husband, after he has spent time with God, and the love of God has flooded into his heart.
当每天丈夫去跟神交通，神的爱就充满了这个先生的心，这个先生就会去把这个爱传给别人。
Then he takes that love and he showers it on his wife.
那丈夫就把这个神的爱就像就完全倾倒在太太身上。
Not expecting anything in return, just giving love to his wife.
并不是要得到什么好处，而是真的是一心一意要爱他的太太。
And this is when it gets really exciting, is if the wife is in a relationship with Christ too.
下面这个就更非常令人激动了，因为当太太与神有一个非常好的关系的时候。
And Christ has filled her heart with love.
那基督就会把太太的心充满了爱。
And so she wakes up in the morning and is filled with God's love, and then she just showers her husband with that love.
所以当太太早上醒来，她的心充满了基督的爱，她就会把这个爱完全倾倒在先生身上。
That is the goal.
这就是我们的目的。
And at the end of the day, they have both given so much love, their hearts are completely empty.
最后呢，他们每个人都把他们的爱完全给了对方，他们的心就完全空了。
But the next day, the Lord fills it up again.
然后第二天，神又会把他们的心充满了爱。
And the love keeps flowing.
然后这个爱就继续流通。
That is the gospel.
这就是我们的福音。
That's the good news today for every married couple here.
今天是我们这就是我们今天对所有在已婚的弟兄姊妹的福音。
With Jesus Christ being the very center of your marriage, you will have enough resources to have an incredible marriage for the next 24 hours.
我们的主基督耶稣，就会成为我们婚姻生活中最重要的。然后你的下面的24个小时将会充满了，充满了爱。
But Monday morning, you gotta get close to the Lord again.
等到星期一早上，你就会继续向神祷告，充满了爱。
I have to tell you this morning, my marriage has gone like this. This is a testimony of what we've had highs and we've had lows.
我要告诉你，我今天早晨我的跟太太的关系也是有这样高高低低。
My wife is very well familiar with how selfish I am.
我的太太当然是很熟悉，我是一个很自私的人。
And she also knows that Jesus has changed my heart.
但是她也知道，基督已经基督在改变我的心。
And together with the resources and the love of God, we have experienced one of the greatest journeys and experiences that we can have in life.
我们与神同行，我们就有足够的力量来继续走这段路。
So I encourage you and I encourage this church to have strong marriages.
所以我要鼓励你们，还有你们的教会，一定要有非常坚固的婚姻。
As we close today, what I'd like to do is to offer you an opportunity to have a fresh start.
今天我所讲的就是要给你们提供一个从头开始的一个开端。
Some of your marriage relationships are probably a little bit disconnected right now, and you need some glue in there.
你们当中可能有的婚姻现在有点脱节，所以你们需要有点凝聚的力量。
Maybe there's some issues that you need to work on and to resolve.
你们可能有些问题需要解决。
But what I'd like you to do is, and this is really just between the couples that are here, if you'd like to have a good fresh start today and commit yourself to that, when we pray, if you could hold each other's hands, and that'll be a sign that you want to work on your marriage.
所以今天我要就要求那些结婚的太太先生们，如果你们有这个决心要改变你们的婚姻关系的话。下面我们在祷告的时候，请你拉起你的先生或太太的手，作为一个你要有改变的这个决心。
So could we bow our heads in prayer?
那我们现在就开始祷告。
Dear God, help us to learn to communicate better.
神，请你帮助我们改善我们能够沟通的技巧。
Help us to be more considerate of each other's feelings.
请你帮助我们能够更加体贴对方的心意。
Help us to make contact with each other every day in some way.
请你帮助我们夫妻之间能够每天都有互相触摸爱抚的时间。
Help us to deepen our commitment to each other and to you.
请你让我们能够更加坚固我们互相的这种承诺责任，还有和你的这种承诺的关系。
Jesus, we need you in our lives.
基督耶稣，我们需要你。
In your name we pray.
靠基督耶稣的名，我们这样祷告。
Amen.